It's 1320 AM and W248DE broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
Keep up on the day's news, talk, and sports on Wisconsin's home for locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Steel.
I'm Monica Ricks in New York. Protesters gathered outside the Supreme Court today as justices heard arguments on President Biden's student debt relief plan. Tori Rogers is a student at Morgan State University in Baltimore.
This is preventing people from doing what they have to do, pay bills, start families, continue with their businesses.
The plan would cut or eliminate loans for up to 40 million Americans. But CBS's Jan Crawford says it could get blocked.
There is deep skepticism among those conservative justices who think that on something this major, half a $1 trillion, 43 million people possibly affected, that there is no way that that's not something that Congress should also be involved in, that the White House just can't go off and do this kind of major issue, policy issue on its own.
A decision is expected by late June. In South Carolina, prosecutors and the defense have both rested their cases in the double murder trial of Alec Murdoch, who's accused of killing his wife and son to cover up financial crimes. The jury is set to visit the crime scene tomorrow before closing arguments. Snowblowers and shovels have been working overtime in the Northeast and California today in another round of winter storms. Here's CBS's Errol Barnett.
That storm that's just getting going in California right now is expected to hit the Southern Rockies by Thursday, carrying with it snow to the Central Plains. On the East Coast, we could see more snowy weather by the end of the week.
A judge has ordered Flint, Michigan to finish replacing its corroded water lines.
Under the agreement between the city and the National Resources Defense Council, Flint will replace remaining water lines by August 1st. The problems began in 2014 when lead got into the city's drinking water.
CBS's Steve Futterman says more than 10,000 pipes have already been replaced. EPA Administrator Michael Regan was in Ohio again today and says people should stay out of the water.
What we've said is the drinking water has been tested. If that drinking water has been tested and a green light has been given, then we feel confident in that. But while we're cleaning up this disaster site, I wouldn't advise that anyone play in water that's contaminated or soil that's contaminated.
The agency is still working to get rid of any waste that was spilled in a train derailment. Mayor Lori Lightfoot could lose re-election today in Chicago.
Lori has had her chance, and since Lori Lightfoot's been in office, it seems like crime has got worse, and we need a change in Chicago.
Polls show Lightfoot's currently in third place against eight challengers there. A runoff is expected. Lightfoot is the city's first Black and openly gay mayor. The Dow lost more than 200 points today. This is CBS News.
Find tools for the job site or your own backyard at over 10,000 authorized local Steel dealers. Find yours at steelusa.com, STIHLUSA.com.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
It's costing customers.
Hey, son, how are you feeling?
I'm fine, Pops.
What's on your mind?
I can't explain it. Without a compass, eyes waiting, started to wonder. Metamorphosis, philosopher you thought you was.
When your kid can't find the language, help them find the lyrics. Listen to the Sound It Out album and get tips and tools to start a conversation at soundedouttogether.org. Brought to you by Ad Council and Pivotal Ventures.
Hey, everybody. Glad you could join us. I'm Tim Hubbelt, better known as the Polka Guy, on the Sunshine Polka Party Variety Show.
Join Tim every Saturday and Sunday for a great variety of polkas, waltzes, and more. Wake up at 7 a.m. on Saturday morning to get the weekend started on the right foot, then enjoy a lively Sunday afternoon at 1 p.m. Same great show, two different times, one fun weekend. The Sunshine Polka Party Variety Show, 7 a.m. Saturdays and 1 p.m. Sundays, only on WFHR, locally grown radio.
On the Badger Sports Network from Learfield, this is the Greg Gard Show, brought to you by Monk's Bar and Grill, Wisconsin grown, Wisconsin proud. Monk's Bar and Grill is a proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics. Here's the voice of the Badgers, Matt LePay.
Welcome into the Greg Gard Show. As we get set for the final few days of the regular season, the Badgers closing out the home portion of their schedule on Thursday night against the Purdue Boilermakers, 8 o'clock tip-off at the Kohl Center, and then Sunday nights up at the Barn in Minneapolis, the Badgers take on the Gophers, a team that they knocked off in early January. The regular season wraps up with a 6:30 Central Time tip up at Williams Arena on Sunday. And then, of course, next week, the Big Ten tournament in Chicago. And it's been a minute since the men's tournament has been in Chicago. A split since our last program, of course, the Badgers defeating the Iowa Hawkeyes on a night where Iowa scored 52 points. And a few days later, they get 101 in regulation and go on to win in overtime. The craziness of the Big Ten. And then, you know, obviously, as a consumer of college basketball, it's a wildly entertaining game on Sunday. Wisconsin and Michigan. Tough ending, obviously, for the Badgers with Michigan winning the game in overtime. Let's back up first as we welcome in the head coach of the Badgers, Greg Gard, the Iowa game. We kind of was half joking Sunday. I try to explain how a team can score 52 points one game and then 101 in regulation and 112 in overtime. Just the craziness of the game. I'm sure they would look at it and say they miss some open shots, but I think at the same time they'd say the Badgers played some pretty good defense too against the highest scoring team in the league.
Yeah, I mean, I think you control possessions, you know, and momentum is such a big thing in this game. Confidence is such a big thing. So if you can negate it or not allow it to build, I think that helps, which I thought we did for the most part that night against Iowa. And then, you know, a few days later, they get some confidence going and the ball, they see the ball go in and make some shots after going, you know, two games in a row of 3 for 24 and 3 for 28. You know, Michigan State did almost everything right. You know, they shoot 60-some percent from the floor, 73% from two, 86% or from three, set 86% from the line,
yeah,
and lose.
31 made free throws.
Yeah, and the only one they really missed down the stretch was the last one that left the door open for a tie.
Yeah.
And that's just, like I said, the craziness, the unpredictability. I mean, you go across the country, the finish of Arizona State with a three-quarter court heave off a missed free or made free throw, actually. Yeah. So it's just... it makes it entertaining for all the consumers, but you know, I'm going to have an NIL deal with Tums or something here pretty soon.
There you go. Yeah, it is crazy. And you've talked many times about how the three can be the equalizer, and certainly in that Iowa-Michigan State game, it was. They were twos for threes, and you're right. Michigan State, they were making shots at the end of the shot clock. Everything was lining up until it wasn't, which just shows you the ebb and flow of a college basketball game or sports in general. On Sunday, Greg, seemed like I felt so badly for your guys because they played so well and you went most of the second half without Chucky Hepburn, and Kamari McGee steps in and, you know, makes some pressure free throws and kind of gets there, you know, he's not a prolific scorer here, but it seemed like he did a lot of things really well. Before we rehash the end of it for the upteenth time, I would think there's a lot of good to be taken away from
it. An awful lot of good to be taken from it. To be able to battle from 11 down, you know, on the road against a good team. You mentioned down your starting point guard for most of the second half. This group has always been very resilient. I've never had to question or ask for more in that regard, but we did play really well the latter half of that second half, the last 10 minutes. Moved the ball, shared the ball, were scoring, getting good looks. You know, you did what you needed to do to make a comeback like that and take the lead and have a chance there at the end to seal it.
Yeah, Max Klesman with a couple of, we saw a block at the end of the Dayton game in the right. Bahamas, and he has two in the, I mean, he also scored 19 points, oh, by the way, but you always talk about a guy who makes winning plays, and,
right.
And he does that.
And what you watch is as this group as, you know, they're all these lessons, experiences, growing pains, whatever you want to call them, they'll come back to pay huge dividends, whether it's yet this year, hopefully going forward. But also, this is a young group that is experiencing a lot of these things together and for the first time. So I think Klesman's first year in the program, Kamari McGee first year in the program, Connor Asijan, a freshman, going through it and making that game, you know, a shot to take the lead there in the last 20 seconds. So you have to step back and keep in perspective all these, as much as we want to fast forward their growth and get immediate results, that these, all these experiences and lessons can pay off as we go forward.
Yeah, a lot of young dudes who have a lot to build on here. Other than Tick, so we're taping this on a Tuesday afternoon. Is Chucky doing okay or still TBD?
Yeah, I mean, it's still TBD. I mean, we'll see how he responds today, but I think, you know, with a day or two here, we can get him back to where he needs to be, and we'll see. I haven't met with our training staff yet today, so we'll learn more tonight.
You get to the end of regulation, and you said after the game you were trying to get a foul probably in that 5-second range. I always maintain in my business, and I poke at my own business a lot, that when you defend and a team misses, nobody says anything. Penn State game here,
right?
Iowa game there in December, any number of other games. It's when it's made, defend and a team makes a shot to three. Now, no matter where you sit on this, and either way, you could make strong arguments. Do you automatically foul all the time or not or whatever? But I guess I've talked to enough coaches, Greg, you know, Wisconsin or otherwise, that it's not as cut and dry as a lot of people think. There are variables involved in all of this.
Absolutely. Correct? I mean, first of all, the analytics, they've studied it to death. It's been overstudied. It's 50-50. It's like 94% chance to win and not go to overtime if you don't foul. It's like 93 if you do. You mentioned circumstance and variables. How much time is left? Where the ball is? All those type of things come into it. What's the flow of the game? Have they been hitting threes? Are they hot? Are they struggling from it? Sometimes if you're at home or on the road, that makes a difference too, because getting to overtime on the road is a little more difficult to overcome, even though we've won two road games in overtime at Penn State and Iowa. So there's a lot of things that go into it. You know, you don't want to foul too early. That puts yourself at huge risk of creating another possession. Now you got to inbound the ball against pressure. Now you have to make a free throw under pressure, and then you have to probably defend in transition. So you, with fouling at times, you bring losing into the equation. You know, we were trying to there at the end, not right away, because 8 seconds was too much time. That allowed another possession, but you get to that 5 window and under, really no more than 5 is comfortable, you're comfortable with trying to take one, but we didn't get one, but they didn't call it. So, all right, foul harder, then you cross the line of intentional foul. I mean, you got to be cautious of that too, because then that's 2 shots in the ball. Now you're bringing losing back into the equation. But how it played out with them having a deep corner and line out of bounds, perfect. I take that every day of the week versus trying to foul and rebound a free throw. I don't care what the scenario is. We have to do a better job of defending the in line out of bounds and not open the door like we did for Dickinson to get a look at the three. So, if I had to do it all over, I'd do it the same way. Defend the out-of-bounds play better, and we walk out of there much happier.
Yeah, no doubt. No, and at the same time, you credit their guy for making the shot, but you were talking about how the team was shooting a three. They were 5-for-18 before that shot.
Right.
So, again, it's a lot that goes into it. I want to quickly circle back to Kamari, because late in regulation, you're up one. It was with the 8 seconds. And I'm doing a double take. I'm looking at my little board. 1-for-2 this year. He was 80% last year at Green Bay. But I thought, oh, my goodness. And he went up there, and you would think he was 98-for-100, right? I mean, talk about
ice in the veins.
Ooh, that was impressive.
You know, he's really impressed not only me, our whole coaching staff here. The last 20 days, how he's practiced, we've seen how he's played, and this is obviously the biggest call he's gotten with the game Sunday. There's a kid that's growing by leaps and bounds, and it's taken some time for him to get comfortable in a new environment, learn new terminology, learn the how-tos and the how-not-tos, and he's always approached it with a positive attitude and kept, hey, coach, whatever you want me to do, I'll do. And he was ready when called upon on Sunday in a big way, and, you know, that's why I feel bad about. We played well enough to win. You know, for the kids not to get rewarded for that effort. But like I said, it's a game of inches and sometimes less, and they hit a shot when they needed to, and we weren't able to get a stop.
When I asked you about him a few weeks ago, you said in a lot of ways you still considered him a freshman, even though he played at Green Bay. Has he moved beyond that status?
Yes, yeah, quickly, quickly. Like I said, the last 20 days, he's really been impressive, you know, not only in practice, but obviously everybody sees the games, but also what I've seen, and I listen too, and, you know, hear his voice and how he's, you know, just becoming more and more comfortable.
All right, we will take a break. Badgers taking on the Purdue Boilermakers on Thursday night. Also on tonight's show, Mike Lucas checks in with Kyle Blackborn, the Badgers Director of Scouting and Recruiting. I sit down with Connor Resege, and we'll also hear from Mark Starziak, who's the Vice President at Intersport and the Tournament Director for the Fort Myers Tip-Off, of which the Badgers will be a part of in November 20th through the 22nd, down in Fort Myers, Florida. Never too early to start thinking about some fun trips next season. We'll take a break. More to come as we continue with the Greg Gard Show in a couple of minutes on the Badgers Sports Network from Learfield.
Where can you find the best seats in the house on game day? If you can't be at the actual game, Monk's Bar and Grill will always have you covered with more than 20 flat-screen TVs, great food options for every age, and an atmosphere that can't be beat for Badger fans. Outside of the stadium, it's the next best experience you can have on a Badger game day. With 6 locations throughout Wisconsin, Monk's Bar and Grill is a proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics.
Every time you use LRS, Wisconsin's local waste and recycling leader is a guaranteed slam dunk. When it comes to great service and competitive pricing, LRS is the industry champion. LRS offers its valued Wisconsin customers services such as roll-off dumpster rental and portable restrooms that are perfect for any construction, renovations, or outdoor events. Choose the local team with the highest level of customer service and the right equipment to fit the needs of your business, construction site, or home. Partner with LRS today and call for a quote at 844-WI-TRASH.
Wisconsin is the place to be for basketball. Not just because the Badgers were crowned the number one team in the Big Ten last year, but also because UW Health Orthopedics and UW Hospital are ranked number one in Wisconsin. Together, we form an unstoppable team. No matter if you fracture your foot from a jump ball or strain your voice from a bad call, UW Health delivers the best care in the state. Here to help every Badger take on another season of victory. UW Health. Remarkable.
That to-do list you have needs one more thing. Chill. It's an easy thing to do. Just crack open an ice-cold Coors Light and chill. Take the afternoon off and binge-watch anything. Go to happy hour and stay for a couple hours. Who's counting anyways? Or hang out with just your dog because you've had enough human interaction this week. Whatever you do, do it with a Coors Light. Mountain Cold Refreshment, made to chill. 2020 Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado. Celebrate responsibly.
Get the best quality Dutch Boy paints with 11% off everything at Menards. Pick out the perfect color. We offer free custom color matching and tinting to create thousands of color options. And with Dutch Boy's easy opening, smooth pouring container, and no prep, no prime formula, transforming your home has never been easier. A gallon of Platinum Plus flat interior paint is just $36.98 after 11% off. Good through March 5th. Savings are mail-in rebate. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Save big money at Menards.
I'm Sawyer.
And I'm Shannon.
Together, we're Twin Stunts,
the only twin motorcycle freestyle show in the world.
We are born and raised in Wisconsin, so we want all our fellow cheeseheads to know that even though we clutch it up, hit 12, and drift in our show, we would never do it on the open road. And there's another thing we would never do on the road.
Drive drunk.
Drive sober,
or get pulled over.
Together, we can save lives.
Learn more at zeroinwisconsin.gov.
Wisconsin DOT.
We continue with the Greg Gard Show. Badgers taking on the Boilermakers on Thursday night, 8 o'clock. We'll get into Coach Matt Painter's team here in a couple of minutes. I was asking about Kamari, a little bit about Max, and, you know, Connor Resege, and he's liked playing Michigan. You know, 23 against him here, 24 there. You mentioned a key shot that he made, and his ability to attack. And then he had a big bucket, well, not a runner, but a little jump stop, and just kind of seeing that portfolio expand.
He's definitely added to his game and improved as the year's gone on. And man, he's had one heck of a freshman year. I was actually running into his mom and dad in Ann Arbor, and in the hotel, or actually where we were staying, in the Ypsilanti, and grandmother and aunt, and they were smiling. This is before the game. They were smiling ear to ear, but just I think has opened everybody's eyes, including his parents, that wow, he's really, there's a lot of things he's got to get better at. His dad was much more critical of his game than his mom was, but you know, things that he'll just grow by leaps and bounds when he gets another year in the weight room. And this experience, you know, he's had a lot of really good moments. He's also had some painful moments that people don't talk about, and specifically maybe sometimes on the defensive end, but this experience is going to do wonders for him and his growth in the offseason.
It's interesting, when I was talking to him here recently, I asked him, winding back the clock to January 17th, his first start as a Badger, and he admitted his words, I was nervous as hell. Right. But he'd be a pretty good poker player, I think, because he doesn't really show much there, does he?
He's got a lot of moxie to him, you know, and he's got a little swagger. He thinks he's good, he knows he's good, and he's got a game to back it up. So, like I said, it's just been fun to watch his evolution, and he soaks in the coaching, too. I mean, he knows. He's, like, constantly asking and taking coaching, and he's been fun to watch evolve and grow fast, and I think that's a credit to, obviously, him, first and foremost, that I think he's surprised everybody other than maybe himself, but also I think for, you know, our coaching staff and the recruiting evaluation and how he's taking, you know, his game and applied it to how we play, it's been a perfect fit, and that's what he said during the recruiting process. He always saw himself at a place like Wisconsin because of the fit, and we're seeing it play out now.
Yeah, he latches on to the older guys too, I think.
He does,
too,
yeah.
When he got here, I would think he's excited for every game, but you know, there are a couple of Fort Wayne guys, different high schools, but they have couple Fort Wayne guys on the Purdue roster, so that happens a lot. Obviously, we talk about it Sunday when Stevie and Tyler Wall and, you know, those guys head up to Minneapolis. But those games are all, I would imagine it's pretty natural to circle.
And they know each other. If you really watch close on the floor, really regardless of opponent, these guys are talking to each other. Some of it's trash talking,
sure,
you know, but there's a lot of it's a 1 degree of separation. You know, some of them played against, most of them played against each other. They've known each other well before either one of us or the opponent steps on the college floor.
Mm-hmm.
AAU, high school, big events, what, the world is really small in that. They all know each other. Instagram, Snapchat, whatever. Who can strike up the best NIL deal, whatever. They all, you know, they share a lot of advice, but you watch them on the floor and they're kind of, you know, chit-chatting in dead moment time, start of a half, coming out of timeout, a little small talk that I know there's a connection before we ever play.
Even in practice, who's the best chirper on this team, would you say?
Tyler Wall can chirp pretty good.
Okay.
Yeah, he can. He doesn't have to. The one that surprised me that the team voted biggest trash talker is Steve Crow.
Like, really?
He has a really good, he's got really good lines for people, I guess, in games. He wouldn't know it. He looks like a big, gentle bear, but he, and Klesmet, obviously Klesmet, you can tell, you can hear him, you know, a mile away. He'll talk to anybody that'll listen during
that's
the
true
game. But,
that
yeah, Steve Crowell has been voted most unlikely trash talker. but he, I guess he carries a pretty good line in his pocket.
It was interesting, the first game here, he and Hunter Dickinson, like during dead ball situations, we're talking, he looked very, you know, it was calm and all that. But even, you know, Mike and I going, I wonder what that's about. Just, it could be about anything. But
right,
that would, I'm guessing that surprises people to think that Steven Crowell is pretty good with that when needed. Mentioned the last home game. I know we did a television recording earlier. It always does go fast, and I know this season has been a pretty sharp roller coaster ride. But as long as you can say it's gone fast, that means you really like your guys,
right?
And that's you've mentioned you can get mad in certain instances where maybe an assignment isn't carried out. But it's not like you've had to light a fire under any of these.
No,
guys,
not at all. Sometimes I have to take my fire truck and kind of douse it, calm it down a little bit. But so as I'm reminiscing over the, if it feels like we've been in 18 one or two possession games, it's because we have been. And if it feels like we've set a school record for overtime games, it's because we have.
Uh-huh.
So just how this group has competed, you know, and how they never count themselves out, battle possession for possession. That's, as a coach, you can always clean up and help them with some schematical things and technical things. And a lot of it's experience driven. But what you can't do is get a group to buy in and play. That's on them, to how hard they play and how committed they are to each other and the team. And this group has been terrific in that regard. I've never had to coach effort. You know, if anything, I've had to, you know, dial guys back a little bit at times because they want to play so hard, and that sometimes that crosses a line of trying harder is not always the best answer. But this group, I can't, you know, say enough about their effort and what they've given us every single day. As hard as some of these gut punches have been to take in late games, they've never flinched to coming back for more and just completely putting it all on the line.
They look like the kind of group, well, they've shown it. They can't wait to get back into practice for.
Right.
You know,
yeah.
Need a day off yesterday, just the time of year, but, you know, their eagerness, I'm sure.
Yeah, they were ready to go. They were already talking Sunday afternoon about, all right, we know what's next, and let's move on to that and learn from it. And they've done a good job of embracing all that, as, like I said, as painful as some of these growing experiences have been, they've been resilient.
Well, the best teams out there have their choppy waters. I mean, we have seen that with the best teams here through the years. Purdue is going through kind of a choppy stretch for them right now. They have clinched at least a share of the Big Ten championship, but they've lost a few here. Yet, we've seen a lot of good bigs in this league through the years. Have you seen a more dominant one than what Zach Edey's doing this year?
No, I don't know if I have. I'd have to go back to, you know, maybe Greg Oden, you know.
Maybe.
But Zach impacts the game. Just the size is the thing that's just so stands out. Obviously, he's 7'4", 7'5", 310 pounds. I mean, you can do everything right, and he's just bigger, stronger. It's like he's playing on a Nerf hoop and you're playing on a 10-foot hoop at times, and he's gotten better. I think that's the one thing that stands out. And talking to Matt over the, you know, the summer and Coach Painter, that he saw the progress coming of how the kid just works his tail off in the off season, getting in better shape. You know, he couldn't play in long stretches. You know, a year ago they had a, you know, kind of platoon him, and he wasn't even starting. You know, platoon him and Travion Williams. So just his commitment to it, to make himself, that's where stars and all the rankings don't mean a darn thing, because this kid was ranked like 400 and something. Nobody knew who he was. And he's going to turn in, much like Frank Kaminsky, he's probably going to be National Player of the Year, or he'll be in the top three for sure. So it's just a credit to him and how hard he's worked and how dedicated. It helps being 7'5 and 3'10. Don't get me wrong. There's a physical advantage, but that doesn't happen, or he's not able to use that if he's not such a hard worker.
Yeah, his ability to avoid foul trouble. He's playing almost 33 minutes a game in the Big Ten. It's just kind of crazy. About a minute left there. They've got the experience and the dominant force, and then two freshman guards who have been in Braden Smith and Fletcher Lawyer.
They've had the splash that Connor Sejan has had here. Mm-hmm. You know, Braden more of a point guard, Lawyer more of a two guard, even though he handles the ball quite a bit. Two really good. You know, the backcourts, if you look across our league, the backcourts are really young.
Yeah.
You know, you got Schifino, whether he stays or goes in the draft at Indiana. You've got, obviously, Connor and Chucky here, younger guys. You got the two freshmen at Purdue. You got a freshman point guard at Michigan.
Yep.
So you've got, you know, the youth. The front lines are all experienced for the most part. You got a lot of fourth or fifth year five men that are dominant, but then you got some younger backcourts that makes it exciting for what comes down the road.
All right, we will take a break. Celebrating 75 years of food and fun, Monk's Bar and Grill is a proud partner of Badger Athletics. More to come as we continue with the Greg Gard Show in a couple of minutes on the Badger Sports Network from Learfield.
United Way of Southwood in Adams Counties invites all women to join us for the 12th annual Power of the Purse, Tuesday, March 14th at Bullseye Golf Club from 5 to 7:30 p.m. Power of the Purse is a fundraiser to support early grade literacy hosted by Women United. There will be a purse silent auction, raffles, online auction, and great food. All thanks to our diamond sponsors, Lion Energy, Aspirus Health, Connexus Cares, Ginzel Insurance Agency, Ho-Chunk Gaming Nakusa, Paul Gross Jewelers, Prevail Bank, Walker Cranberry, and Williams Plumbing and Heating. For more information and to purchase tickets, visit uwswac.org or call 715-421-0390.
What is dedication?
The thing that drives me every day as a dad is Dariana. We call him Day-Day for short. Every day he's hungry for something, whether it's attention, affection, knowledge. And there's this huge responsibility in making sure that when he's no longer under my wing, that he's a good person. I think the advice I would give is you don't need to know all the answers. The craziest thing was believing that your dad knew everything. So as a dad, you felt like you had to know everything. You had to get everything right. It's okay to make mistakes. As long as it's coming from love, then, you know, it kind of starts to work itself out. I want him to be able to sit back one day and go, we worked together, we did a good job.
That's dedication. Find out more at fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
We all make promises, big and small, tested over time and distance, tried by circumstances and decisions.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America.
I do solemnly swear to bear true faith and allegiance.
To help you when you're in need.
To tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth.
To be considerate and caring, courageous and strong.
For better.
For worse.
In sickness and in health.
To love and cherish.
To be your loving, faithful friend.
Partner.
Child.
Parent.
Neighbor.
One of our most important commitments is to support our nation's veterans. Learn how you can help a veteran going through a difficult time by visiting maketheconnection.net.
Over the past few years, the COVID-19 pandemic has affected how we live our daily lives. Today, we also face a mental health pandemic that threatens our well-being as we attempt to rebuild our social networks and communities.
The pandemic has reminded us to value family, community, and our human connections. However, it has also left many of us feeling more isolated, confused, and alone, struggling to find meaning amid loss and uncertainty.
Today, 1 in 5 Americans experience emotional and mental health challenges, but many of us do not understand what we are facing or know how to ask for help.
At the American Psychiatric Association Foundation, we understand what you are going through, and we are here to help. Our vision is to build a mentally healthy nation for all. We work every day to eliminate stigma, combat mental illness and substance use disorders, and advance mental health. If you or someone you love needs help, you are not alone. Please visit mentallyhealthynation.org to learn more.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Snow likely tonight, otherwise cloudy. Lows around 27, east winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. Cloudy skies again tomorrow, chance for mixed precipitation. High temperatures reach up to 37. Cloudy tomorrow night, chance for snow 19. About an inch of snow tonight through tomorrow. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently it's 41.
Multiple times, and finally they're going to have a chance to go to Fort Myers for the 2023 Fort Myers tip-off. And joining us now is Mark Starziak, the Vice President of Intersports and the Tournament Director of the Fort Myers tip-off. And Mark, thanks for joining us. And I did say finally, because the Badgers' appearance in this event, better late than never, right? Obviously, the pandemic threw a lot of things off the rails, but they were originally going to be down there a couple years ago, right?
Correct. They were part of our 2020 field, and we all remember what 2020 was, and had the chance to continue talking to those guys as things kind of fell apart and got them back the first chance we got. I mean, Wisconsin's important to us in Southwest Florida to the tournament, and you know the area is important to the Badgers and Badger fans too.
This is a great field, and I'm not just saying that because let me tell you the teams. You've got, obviously, outside of the Badgers, you've got Virginia, West Virginia, and SMU. Badger fans will be familiar, obviously, with Tony Bennett, Bob Huggins, Rob Lanier, right now in his first year at SMU. But that's a heck of a field, Mark.
Great field, great brands, great coaches. It's shaping up to be a really nice Thanksgiving down in Fort Myers next November.
Let me ask you, before we get into more of the basketball, obviously people are well aware of what happened with Hurricane Ian and Fort Myers Beach specifically. But you folks were able to have this past season, the fifth edition of the Fort Myers tip-off. That area around the arena where fans would be staying, that's all in really good shape?
We were very, very fortunate to have no changes from our traditional infrastructure down there in Fort Myers for the tournament this past November, like you mentioned. The Western Cape Coral, one of our main host hotels, Sanibel Harbor Marriott, the Luminary, our two additional ones, all intact. We used them all this year. Suncoast Credit Union Arena on the campus of Florida Southwestern State College was intact, hosted us. We couldn't have been more excited or proud to bring the events to that area in light of what happened to portions of the beaches and barrier islands, like you mentioned. But they were ready, excited to have us, and they'll be that way again in 23, and a year under their belt to continue cleaning up some of those areas should be a really fantastic destination and trip for everybody looking to get to some warm weather there in November.
It seems like, Mark, you can get an indication of how well the tournament is run and everything involved by the teams that go. You know, Ohio State was there a couple of years ago, Northwestern in 2019. I think Ohio State, Florida, that was a buzzer beating finish, if I remember right. Just tell us about how this tournament has grown. This will be the sixth edition coming up in November, but it seems like this event has really grown well in a hurry.
Yeah, we're proud of that. We worked really hard to make sure that's the case. I mean, like our team, Intersport has such a good reputation and history in college basketball that we know what's important to programs, from the director of operations to the head coach, student athletes, development departments, boosters, fans, parents, et cetera, and can really create unique and special destination experiences for teams and fans. And yeah, you mentioned some of those Big Ten schools. Gonzaga has been there. Kansas has been there. Marquette last year. The great field we have coming for 23 and beyond, we're really drawing the teams and coaches and brands that we want based on the experience that we provide. And I think also based on how important Florida and Southwest Florida is from an alumni standpoint for all Midwest schools, right? Big Ten, Big East, a lot of the Northerners retire down to that area. So there's a built-in fan base for everyone. So it's been making it really attractive, and we're really proud and happy of where we've gotten to in such a short period of time in a very competitive environment.
Yeah, I definitely can confirm a number of folks who are from Wisconsin spend a lot of time down in Southwest Florida. They're very familiar with the Fort Myers, Naples area. But for those of us who are making the trek down there, most importantly for the fans, give us an idea of travel package information and how fans can go down there and enjoy the event.
Yeah, FortMyersTipOff.com is your hub for all things related to the event in 23 and currently the exclusive home of tickets and travel packages for the event right now. So tickets are within the travel packages to stay at the Westin Cape Coral Resort. Official host hotel will house the Badger basketball team. So that turnkey experience down there for fans is available now. And moving quickly, I might add, from the West Virginians and Virginians, folks from Dallas, we've seen some good pickups so far and people getting excited about continuing to travel to Florida, travel for basketball, the Thanksgiving time frame. So I encourage folks looking to come down and want to join us on the trip from the Midwest to Southwest Florida to head to FortMyersTipOff.com and grab some information.
So I've seen photos of the venue. This is a pretty nice facility where the games are played too, right?
It is really nice. So built in 2016, home to Florida Southwestern State College, one of the top JUCO programs in the country down there from a basketball perspective. And the arena reflects it. We're around 3,300 big. We expect it to be full this year, like it was for Ohio State, Florida in 21, as you mentioned. And boy, that buzzer beater and that finish was is an environment that not a lot of early season MTEs can replicate. But it was really fun to be there.
As I introduced you to our listeners, I mentioned you're the vice president at Intersport, and fans are familiar with it, you know, certainly at least a little bit, and would have been this season, because it was you folks who put on the Brew City Battle over at American Family Field, a little different venue for a basketball game. It seemed to really go well. I think people didn't know, okay, basketball in a baseball park, but the way the fans came out, it seemed like everybody walked away pretty happy, didn't they?
Yeah, so you never know what to expect when you're creating something unique like that. And by the way, that the whole event is a byproduct of the 2020 cancellation of Wisconsin coming to Fort Myers. So the staff and I just stayed in touch, and it was an idea of our CEOs for a long time, Coach Guards for a long time, the ballpark, and it really took us to kind of tie it together and rally the support of the Brewers and the Badgers to put it on. And as tip-off happened and the game finished there that night, you look up into the three levels of seats and creating a really cool environment that people didn't know what to expect. I think it was awesome. I mean, Coach Guard walked off the floor and before he got to the locker room, told me how appreciative he was and how this was more than he could have imagined with it. And I think those who weren't there missed out, and hopefully we can find a way to bring that experience back to Badger fans again down the line.
Yeah, it'd be fun. I remember I was walking around before the games, and the fans were having a great time. It was just something a little bit different. It's a way to get college basketball in the spotlight in the early weeks of the season. Final thought of the Fort Myers tip-off. I rattled off the coaches, and it really is a who's who. Rob Lanier at SMU, and obviously Tony Bennett and Bob Huggins, along with Coach Guard. You have proud programs, and you got a pretty good range of coaching personalities here too coming down there this fall.
We do. It'll be some good styles of play, too. I think everyone, the assistants are going to be up, and the video guys will be up late every night working on scouting reports and film, because I don't think any team down there is similar.
No, it's going to be fun. Again, FortMyersTipOff.com. That's your destination to get all your information regarding travel packages. And can't wait to get down there. I love that area. I'm glad to hear that things are starting to pick up in the hardest hit parts of Southwest Florida. But again, fans can be comforted to know that where the games are played, all is well. So, Mark, I appreciate your time. Thanks so much.
Matt, thanks very much. Look forward to having you in Badger Nation down there next November.
All right, sounds good. Mark Starziak, VP at InterSports and the tournament director of the Fort Myers Tip-Off. The Badgers, Virginia, West Virginia, and Southern Methodist, those games November 20th through the 22nd down in Fort Myers, Florida. We'll take a break. More of the Greg Gard Show coming up in a couple of minutes on the Badger Sports Network from Learfield.
Wisconsin is the place to be for basketball. Not just because the Badgers were crowned the number one team in the Big Ten last year, but also because UW Health Orthopedics and UW Hospital are ranked number one in Wisconsin. Together, we form an unstoppable team. No matter if you fracture your foot from a jump ball or strain your voice from a bad call, UW Health delivers the best care in the state. Here to help every Badger take on another season of victory. UW Health. Remarkable.
Burgers stacked with mushrooms on Wisconsin Swiss cheese, or piled high with smoked brisket, crispy bacon, Wisconsin Gouda, lettuce, tomato, sweet barbecue sauce, and a fried pickle, or simply topped with cheese and fried onions, Monk's Bar and Grill offers classic and gourmet burgers for lunch, dinner, and game day. Whatever you are craving, Monk's has you covered with 6 locations statewide. Monk's Bar and Grill is a proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics.
In America, the future belongs to everyone. So we designed the Ford trucks of the future for everyone. Ford F-Series, America's best-selling trucks for 45 years straight. Made for performance and capability on and off-road. Because the trucks of the future aren't designed for a few. They're built for America. Ford F-Series. Drive one today. Based on 1977 to 2021 calendar year total sales.
Hey, Badger fans, the wait is over. The Wisconsin Badgers basketball team is back on the court, and Shields has everything you need to cheer on your favorite players all season long. Take your game day gear to the next level with Shields Fan Shop. We have an unmatched lineup of fan gear, including jerseys, hats, hoodies, and more to help you show off your team colors. So gear up, Badgers fans, and celebrate all season with Shields, a proud partner of Wisconsin Badgers basketball and hoops fans everywhere.
Every time you use LRS, Wisconsin's local waste and recycling leader is a guaranteed slam dunk. When it comes to great service and competitive pricing, LRS is the industry champion. LRS offers its valued Wisconsin customers services such as roll-off dumpster rental and portable restrooms that are perfect for any construction renovations or outdoor events. Choose the local team with the highest level of customer service and the right equipment to fit the needs of your business, construction site, or home. Partner with LRS today and call for a quote at 844-WI-TRASH.
I'm Sawyer.
And I'm Shannon.
Together, we're Twin Stunts, the only twin motorcycle freestyle show in the world.
We are born and raised in Wisconsin, so we want all our fellow cheeseheads to know that even though we clutch it up, hit 12, and drift in our show, we would never do it on the open road. And there's another thing we would never do on the road. Drive drunk. Drive sober, or get pulled over. Together, we can save lives. Learn more at ZeroInWisconsin.gov. Wisconsin DOT.
Welcome back to the Greg Gard Radio Show. I'm Mike Lucas. I'm joined by recruiting director Kyle Blackburn. This is the getting close to an off season, but then when I make that statement, is there ever an off season in recruiting, especially with the portal? How would you describe what the portal has done for staffs throughout the country?
Yeah, it makes it an interesting dynamic because you always have to keep tabs on kind of who's coming available, how rosters are changing. And now with the 60-day window opening up the day after Selection Sunday, just kind of adds that dynamic because our season will still be going. But we still have to do our due diligence and see kind of how the portal's changing things and what players become available and, you know, how that might impact our roster as well.
How challenging is it?
Very challenging because, like, the day and age of Kids kind of making their school selection and staying there for a longer period of time all the way to graduation has kind of changed, and becoming more commonplace for guys to transfer schools, and just keeping track of that and seeing how, you know, if we can add an impact transfer to help our team and if it's going to be a good fit for our program is always something we're taking a peek at.
How important is networking with this whole process?
Yeah, networking's big. I mean, we got to know, you know, where these kids are coming from, you know, what, because the last thing we want to do is bring a kid in that won't fit our program. So making sure that we're talking to the people around them, maybe that have coached them before, or the decision makers around them to help make them have a good choice too.
Are coaches and staffs feeling more comfortable with the portal now than maybe at the start?
Yeah, because it was kind of unknown last year, kind of going through it for the really, you know, big for the first time. So now I think everybody has a general plan and kind of know what to expect this time around, you know, including us being a little more comfortable with it. So I think definitely everybody's going to be a little more well-versed in that world.
I guess I'm curious more so than anything else about the logistics of it during the length of a season. Do you meet with the coaches, or how do you handle that?
Yeah, it's, I mean, we don't really meet on it, but we, you know, we kind of keep our eye, and you hear, you know, some kids will make their decision early to enter the portal. You know, that first day is the day after Selection Sunday, so we really won't start meeting on a bit big until kind of after that date, and, you know, figure out where we're at and some of the kids that, you know, might be entering the portal that could help us.
Do you have people kind of contact you in turn, and do you have to chase down those leads to see if there's something there?
Yeah, once, you know, kids start coming into the portal, their coaches and people around them will kind of contact us and, you know, ask them if we're interested in things. And, you know, it all comes so fast. You got to do a lot of work in a short amount of time to see if, you know, that right fit is there.
So what do you like the most about it, and what don't you like?
Probably the fact that, you know, there's so many kids that are jumping into the portal, and it seems like, you know, that day and age of going to school and kind of staying there for 4 years has left a little bit. So that part of it is interesting with the amount of kids that are jumping in the portal. Best about it is, you know, if you do have a spot in the roster you need filled, you know, there's a lot of players to choose from, and, you know, trying to narrow it down and get the right program fit, you know, is what we're looking at the most.
You ever get questions from parents of potential transfers?
We try not to talk to the parents as much in that world, but, you know, there will be some times that comes up.
What do you think this process is going to look like maybe even a year from now?
Yeah, it's hard to say. You know, nobody really knows kind of what the twists and turns of the portal will be. So we just kind of, you know, take it for what it is right now and try to do our best to navigate the world as it is.
So, Kyle, how do you balance just recruiting high school young prospects versus transfers?
Yeah, our program always going to be built on bringing in good high school freshmen and letting them grow through the program. So that's, you know, always going to be our bread and butter. But if we do have holes in the roster, we need an impact guy with, you know, maybe a little bit of experience, then we'll definitely look at that, the portal, and see if we can add a player that'll fit us.
We're taping this interview on a Sunday morning before the Badgers play the Wolverines at Chrysler, which is less than 60 minutes away from Brother Rice High School, where you have John Blackwell playing. They've been the number one team for a lot of the time this year, haven't they?
Yep, they got a great program. They got, you know, great, well-coached. You know, obviously Jonathan Blackwell fits, you know, their program and is a really good program player for them. He's a guy that's going to, you know, play defense. A lot of times he's matched up on the other team's best player. He's, you know, he's really smart with the ball. He makes great basketball decisions. He, you know, he can shoot it. He can handle it. He can pass it. So he's just, you know, one of those well-rounded players that, you know, any team would want on their team. So, you know, we're lucky to have him next year, and looking forward to seeing him in red.
He's got some good DNA, too. His dad played at Illinois, didn't he?
Yep, at Illinois. And so their whole family knows the Big Ten well, so that's always nice when you can, you know, have those conversations with the family, just being so well-versed in the Big Ten. So we're excited to have the whole family be Badgers.
I know a lot of Badger fans were excited to see a couple of other prospects / freshmen at the Kohl Center this year with Gus Yeldon and Nolan Winter. And that's got to be a treat for them and their families.
Yeah, they always like getting a first look at kind of the Kohl Center from up in the stands, kind of what are they going to be getting into, you know, when they arrive on campus. So it's nice to have them in the locker room, kind of, you know, see the guys and talk with the guys and, you know, see the atmosphere from that side of things. And then, you know, before they know it, they'll be the ones wearing the jerseys and on the floor. So.
All right, final thought, 2 weeks away from Selection Sunday as a recruiting director. What's your assignment now between now and then as far as do you contact potential recruits, or how do you handle that?
Yeah, so I'm just kind of keeping an eye on the portal and see who's going to be coming in that way, and then just working with the assistants because the assistants are doing scouting reports and, you know, working on our opponents that we're going to be playing. So just kind of being the eyes and ears in the office and seeing what players are coming available, you know, potentially fit, watching film, making sure we're doing our due diligence on that side.
It's kind of an exciting time of the year for players who are here and then those players that you're still looking at and evaluating.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, it's kind of coming both ways, and you know it's the most important part of the season as you're into March and, you know, playing for postseason berths and things like that. So it's definitely on both sides of it, and just kind of take it as it comes and navigate it the best we can.
And these guys, a lot of these younger players are going into state tournaments, so they have a different type of pressure level.
Yeah, it's always fun seeing them succeed in their seasons and see how far they can go as well, and, you know, being there for them when their season ends, and, you know, championship or not, and, you know, just in being excited for them as well.
Kyle, enjoyed our conversation. Thank you very much.
Thanks, Mike.
That's Mike Lucas with Badgers Director of Recruiting and Scouting, Kyle Blackborn. Stay with us when we continue. We'll check in with Badgers freshman guard, Connor Asijan. He's next as the Great Guard Show continues on the Badgers Sports Network from Learfield.
As long as there are veterans, the Benevolent and Protective Order of Elks will never forget them. Throughout the year, Elks members in your community lend a hand, donate money, volunteer time to enrich the lives of this nation's veterans. It's not something these dedicated Americans feel they have to do. It's something they want to do. Join with America's veterans in saluting the efforts of your local Elks Lodge. Elks Care, Elks Share. To find a lodge nearest you, log on to elks.org. In the past, you were involved with the Benevolent and Protective Order of Elks. Today, your local Elks Lodge and community needs your help more than ever. Why? Because needs for helping the youth, veterans, and our communities are greater than available resources. Please consider becoming involved again. Contact your local Elks Lodge and see how little it costs to become reinstated. Visit our website at elks.org. Elks Care, Elks Share.
A message from your Wisconsin Rapids Elks Lodge, number 693.
Hey, this is Jim Santel. I am the host of Morning Cannolis. Every single Saturday morning from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m., we talk about the major stories in law, in government, and the aspiration for justice in America. Delighted to have you join, call in, and be a part of our discussion right here on the networks of Civic Media.
What's up, y'all? I'm Kelly Clarkson, and as the daughter of a school teacher, I know just how important education is. No matter how old you are or your situation, continuing to learn will enrich your life and help remove barriers you didn't even know were there. So much opportunity, y'all. Whether it's a foreign language, history, or a different way to look at things, take some time each day to learn something new. This message is courtesy of the United States Air Force.
What if one day you went to your secret hiding place, you know, that spot that only you know about, and instead of what you came for, you found something a little different? What if instead of your private stash, you found a simple phone number, 1-800-662-HELP? What would you do? Would you stop and give it some thought? Would you make the call? The truth is, all drug use comes with risk. Before those risks become real, before drugs turn your life upside down, before drugs take their toll on you and your family, know that there is help. You can quit. If you or someone you love is struggling with drug use or prescription drug misuse, call 1-800-662-HELP for 24-hour free and confidential information and treatment referral, or go to samhsa.gov/thereishelp.
Final segment of the Greg Guard Show as we hear from Badgers freshman Connor Asijan, who now has 61 made threes to set a Badger record, passing Brad Davison. Of course, on Sunday, he did most of his work
more in attack mode en route to a season-high 24 points against the Michigan Wolverines. He's made 12 starts now for the Badgers, getting ready for number 13 on Thursday night against the Purdue Boilermakers. He talks about that first time being in the starting five for Greg Gard going back to January 17th against Penn State.
The preceding has been a Learfield presentation of the Badger Sports Network.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Snow likely tonight, otherwise overcast skies. Lows level off around 27. East winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. Chance for mixed precipitation tomorrow. Highs level off around 37. Overcast skies. Chance for snow tomorrow night, 19. Overcast. About an inch of snow tonight through tomorrow. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 37.
Hello?
Man, where are you? I thought you were coming.
I can't. I'm in bed with the flu.
The flu? Whoa, whoa, whoa. Grandma's about to crowd surf. Man, I'll call you back.
Don't get stuck at home with the flu. A flu shot is safe, effective, and you can get it at the same time as your COVID-19 vaccine. A flu shot is the best way to prevent the flu and its potentially serious complications. Don't get flu FOMO. Learn more at getmyflushot.org.
Brought to you by the AMA, CDC, and the Ad Council.
WFHR Wisconsin Rapids 1320 AM and W248DE broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
From the home of NASCAR's Dick Trickle, locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM, your news, talk, and sports station.
Student loan debate.
The Supreme Court weighs in on President Biden's student loan forgiveness plan.
Alec Murdoch trial winds down.
Ladies and gentlemen, the state has rested.
New report finds.